Hey everybody. This week we're doing a rejection reflection. These are shorter, thank you for saying no interviews. They're 10 minutes or less and impromptu with people who have an inspiring thank you for saying no moment. That means we record these episodes anywhere and everywhere. We hope it inspires you and helps you start your day off on a positive note.
Hey everybody, it's Kenya, and this is the Thank You for Saying No podcast, where we find meaning in life's unexpected turns.
Hey everybody, I'm here with Jacob Bozarth, and he is with Resonate and with right here Resound. Do you want to tell everybody what that is?
Yeah, so Resonate is a podcast production agency. We work with a lot of podcasters and help them produce their shows from pre-production to post-production. We can do sound design and everything in between. Resound is an AI audio editing software that we built actually out of Resonate. And it was built because myself as an audio engineer, the thing I enjoy the least is editing out the ums and ahs and all kind of mind-numbing tasks that a lot of our other audio engineers do not enjoy as well. And so we built Resound originally to help automate and make that process easier so they could focus on the parts that they enjoy and really that. And we decided it's such a valuable tool, we wanted to make it available not just to Resonate, but also to the entire podcast industry.
That's so cool. And so how did you start it? Was there a thank you for saying no moment that created Resound?
Yeah, well, there was actually a thank you for saying no moment, I would say, first with Resonate.
Okay.
Whenever I started that in 2017 and went full-time with it, it was a side hustle from 2014 to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually working in a completely different field. I was working in the healthcare industry. I was a healthcare auditor.
Oh, my God.
And I really wanted this promotion at the job that I was working at and thought I would get it, and I ended up not getting it. And so I would say that was the no that I didn't get. And I was really upset about not getting that promotion, but honestly, getting that promotion is kind of what propelled me to realize
not getting the promotion.
Hey, I need to go do my own thing, and I need to take this jump and take this risk and go out and pursue my own opportunities with Resonate. And so that's how I started Resonate. And then obviously later, after building Resound within Resonate for a season, deciding like, hey, this is really not the right place to do it. We need to spin it out as its own thing.
That's so awesome.
Just because focus is really important and being able to focus on like, do one or two things really well, rather than the temptation as an entrepreneur is to do everything and chase every rabbit.
Right. So that's so cool. So Resonate came out of this no moment for you where you're like, shoot, like I really wanted this promotion, I didn't get it. And then you're like, well, what can I make of this? Like, what can I make it better? And you took that as an opportunity to start your own thing.
I did.
And then Resonate progressed, and you're like, you had this Resound, the idea of Resound, and you're like, you know, I think I need to sort of make it its own branch too. And I think that's so awesome because we also talk a lot about adaptability on the show, and it sounds like you're able to adapt and pivot in a way and just kind of follow it and trust that you got it based on your experience.
Yeah, for sure. No,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and looking back, it's easy to be like, oh man, I wish I would have got that promotion, but you know, I didn't. And
look
I'm
where you're at now.
For where I'm at now.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thanks for having me on. It's been a lot of fun.
Follow and subscribe to the Thank You for Saying No podcast, and you'll get every episode as soon as it's released.